This is Primal Potential, and I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. Primal Potential is about you. Your ability to change is not defined by yesterday and doesn't need to wait until tomorrow. Your transformation is now. Let's get started. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton. Today might feel like a slightly different episode, and I guess that's because it is. This might feel more like coaching than a lecture on a particular topic, and that's very much how I intend for it to feel. I don't know exactly where this episode will take us, but I am happy to tell you what inspired me to hit record and talk about this. I have a particular client who is struggling. She is amazing, and she's also struggling, right? It's not one or the other. It is absolutely both. And I guess more specifically than just she's struggling would be to say that she is continuing to struggle. She has this intense desire to create change, and frankly, she's not. So today I want to share some of the ways she is struggling because they are so universal. And I believe that regardless of your goal or regardless of the area of your life in which you desire to create change, you can benefit from the approach to change that I am suggesting for her. So I'm going to be sharing some of the specific ways she is struggling and also my approach in coaching her through it. Ultimately, of course, it is entirely up to her. She has to be open to hearing a way of thinking that runs counter to the way she has been thinking. I can't make her do that, right? You can lead a horse to water, but you can't make them drink. And then she has to be open to taking action, committed more to the solution than she is committed to the problem. And I will tell you right now, she's quite committed to the problem. And when I say that, what I mean is she's attached to it. She is emotionally attached to it, and she is attached to it in her thoughts and her attention. She gives a lot of mental energy and emotional energy to the problem, to the frustration, to the patterns of behavior she doesn't like. And then, of course, she is attached to it in practice. Her behaviors line up more with the problem than they do with the solution. So as I was thinking about her and my approach with her, I thought, I'm going to hit record and talk through my coaching approach, because I think there is real universality in it. Is that even a word, universality? It is now, you know what I mean. It has universal appeal regardless of the goal you are pursuing. So let me lay the foundation here with some of the things she has said to me, both about her problem, otherwise known as her practice, more on that in a minute, but also what she wants. The change she wants to create, the person she desires to be and knows she's capable of becoming if she decides to change the way she thinks so that she can change the way she acts. So here are some of the things that she has said to me. She says, I really want to be the kind of person who eats well consistently by choice, not by force or by guilt. I want to be somebody who takes great care of themselves all the time, not just when I'm motivated or when I'm disgusted by how I look or when life feels easy, just all the time, because it's who I am, it's what I do. I see that in other people and I admire it and I know it's possible for me. That's who and how I want to be. She says, I know my health matters, and I really want to be someone who consistently takes great care of my body. I know that's important. I know it's not just about weight. It's not just about what I see or feel right now. It is about the stage I am setting for my health as I age. She says, I want to set a great example for my kids. I want them to look at me and see the example I want to set for how they should care for their bodies, for how they should approach food, for how they should respond to emotion. I just want to be a great role model. I know that is possible. It's very important to me. I want to do that consistently. She says, I know it's possible for me to be a fit woman, a strong woman, a healthy woman, an emotionally balanced woman. I know it's possible for me to be an incredible success story. I know that's possible. And she also says, but I'm not doing the work. I'm not doing what it takes. More than once, she said to me, I don't know what's wrong with me. I don't feel proud of my choices. When life gets crazy, I give in. If my kids are sick or life stuff hits the fan, I stop trying. I throw caution to the wind and I eat what I want, but I know that doesn't serve me. It doesn't make me feel good. So then I'm stressed and I also am making myself feel worse. And she says, even though I know all these things, I'm not doing the work. I'm not putting in the effort. When I tell myself I'm going to be different, act differently, I don't. Most recently, she said to me, I don't know what my problem is, and I don't know what will help, and I don't want to struggle anymore. She wrapped up her most recent comment to me saying, I think I need to think more about what is wrong. What's wrong with me? What my problem is? And I said, I don't think that's what you need. I don't think you need to figure it out in your head. I believe you need to figure it out in your practice. One of the things I said to her is, I don't think there is a problem. There is just a practice. Because when we label something as a problem, something is wrong and that something is us, it feels less empowered. We feel less capable of creating change. It feels more overwhelming than if we see it for what it is, which is not a problem. It is simply a practice. Repetition. Pattern of behavior. And I don't think that it's anything fundamentally wrong with her. I don't think there's anything she is not capable of. The practice isn't necessarily the choices she is making, right? The practice isn't necessarily turning to food when she is stressed or overwhelmed or when life is crazy as the kids go back to school. The practice that needs to be changed is the way she thinks about food. Her thought process when she is facing temptation or when she is facing emotional stress, the practice she presently has is talking herself into why that merits an excuse or an exception, a justification, a negotiation. The thoughts drive the choices. So there really is no problem. There is simply a practice. And the practice isn't so much about the choices, the handful of crackers, the second drink or the first drink, even when you said you wouldn't drink, any of those things. The issue here is the practice of the thoughts that drive the choice. Because whether you are conscious of it, aware of it, paying attention to it or not, all of our choices are driven by thoughts. We convince ourselves of everything. So when you've had a terrible day and you think, I just can't, I don't even care, this is too much, I deserve a drink. That is the practice that needs to be changed. Because it is that practice that drives the choices. So I told her, how you think about food in moments of temptation, how you create those exceptions and excuses, that is the practice. That is where you have an opportunity to create change. Thinking about what is wrong with you is not going to give you what you need, which is practice thinking differently. Right? It's not a problem. It is a practice. Here's the first step I always try to take with my clients because of that fact that our thoughts drive our choices. What I want you to do, wherever it is that you are struggling, whether you is this client that I'm referring to or you is you listener right now, identify the story of your struggle. More specifically, when you think of that pattern of behavior you've created through practice, that you want to change? What are the thoughts that drive those choices? How are you thinking when you make that choice? How are you negotiating for it, arguing for it, justifying it, negotiating, substantiating? What are the thoughts that drive the choices? What is the story of the struggle? You have to first identify it, because if you feel like it just happens, no, it doesn't. You just aren't yet aware of the way you are talking yourself into it. When you say yes to that alcoholic beverage, when you said you weren't going to drink tonight, or those three handfuls of crackers that you don't even really like, what are the thoughts that are driving the choice? For example, a common one is, I don't even care right now. Once you have identified the story, then we have to see if it's true. See if it is completely true, if there is something that is more true. Remember the episode I did not that long ago where I referred to the line from the show Billions on Showtime about how there's always multiple versions of the truth, but we want to mind the truth that moves us forward? I'm not saying that it's not true that you don't care in this moment. What I'm saying is that is an incomplete truth. What else is true? Okay, so if you are thinking, I don't even care right now, the practice you need, the reps you need to get in are, wait, do I really not care? And what is it specifically that I am saying I don't care about? As I stand here and go, yeah, whatever, I'm having a drink, I don't even care. What is it that I'm saying I don't care about? I don't care about my weight. I don't care about my health. I don't care about how I feel. I don't care about my goals. Is that true? What else is true? What do I care about? Write down these questions, guys. Seriously, it's press pause, come back to it later. What else is true? What happens if I continue to think this way? How am I going to feel tomorrow about this story? If I was having a great day, what would I think about that I don't really care right now story? If I were the best version of me, the me I want to be, in my client's case, if you were that strong success story, shining example for your kids, how would that version of you respond in this moment? That is the practice, because you are either practicing the pattern of behavior you want to change, or you're practicing the behavior you want to establish. Either or. Either or. I think you do care. So flip it. If you say, I don't even care, play devil's advocate. Play devil's advocate. I think you do. Why do you care? What do you care about? What do you want? How do I feel when I think this way? Does it get me what I want out of life? What do I want out of life? Calling your own bluff, breaking through that pattern of thought that feels so practiced, it's almost habitual, and saying, wait, what? Is this who I want to be? Is this who I want to be? If you are somebody who struggles with overeating, and you say, I don't even care. I don't even care right now. Be really honest with yourself. Is it true that you don't care when you overeat? Is it true that you don't care about the practice you're choosing right now? How are you going to feel about this tomorrow? How do you feel when you make choices you regret? How do you feel when you miss an opportunity to move towards your goals? How do you feel when you don't like your body? Because that story, those thoughts drive your choices. And for as long as you continue to think the way you've been thinking, you will continue to act the way you've been acting. What else is true? What is more true? I did this not long ago with a client who was struggling with emotional eating. And she told me, I can't stop. I want to stop, but I can't. When I get so stressed out or upset, it's how I soothe myself. And so I asked her, is it working?
Does it eliminate the stressor? Or does it maybe distract you for a second, and when you come back to, you've actually made it worse? What else is true? Challenge the way you've been thinking. Refuse to continue to go along with a pattern of thought that has not been taking you where you want to go. Wake up so you can shake it up, so you can think differently. What else is true? What is more true? How do I feel when I practice this way? And what is another way? So for this client who was struggling with emotional eating, I said to her, what else is true? How do you feel about this pattern of emotional eating? How does it make you feel? Does it truly solve the problem? Does it create other problems? Is this who you want to be? What else is possible? How else could you respond? Is there a solution that actually solves the problem instead of creating new problems? If you were talking to your best friend about it, how would you recommend they respond? If you were the best version of yourself, how would you respond? What am I not considering? When I think this way, what am I overlooking? What version of the story am I not telling conveniently so I can talk myself into those Sour Patch Kids? Then, the most important shift. Once you are clear on the flaw in your logic, on your incomplete truths, we've got to shift from thinking to doing. One of the primary issues that keeps people stuck in the practice of the behavior they don't want is that they treat the change like it's this theoretical, hypothetical, something they need to plan and strategize their way out of. No, you don't. You need to practice your way out of it. Transformation is now. Shift your perspective from seeing it as a problem you need to strategize through to a problem you get to practice optimizing today. A practice to improve today. Instead of a plan for life, a plan for the next week, a plan for the next month, no, a practice for today. Don't get lost in it as this idea of a big picture obstacle in your life. It is not. It is an opportunity to change your behavior today. Do not see it as something you've got to strategize and think about and figure out. See it as something that is today's work. The solution is today's work. The practice is today's initiative. What does the change look like today? How do you want to make yourself feel today? And get excited about it. Get excited about it. Give your energy not to, see, where so many people are right now is down on the problem. And I mean emotionally down, frustrated, disappointed, overwhelmed, discouraged. That is not going to jazz you up to practice the improvement today. Get excited about what you are capable of. That is why, and I shared it just the other day on social media, I was thinking back to how it came up, and I was on a webinar with some of my clients, and it was over a year ago, might have been closer to 2 years ago, and whatever we were talking about, I was expressing, like, I don't have it all figured out. Life can be very hard for me, whether that is stress from business or physical issues or temptations, frustrations, you name it. And somebody said, you know, then how do you motivate yourself when life is hard to like get up and do the work every day? And I said very off the cuff, and then I literally paused for a second to write it down in the middle of the live webinar. I said, because I am wildly curious about my potential and I am fiercely determined to create it. Not, oh my God, I've wasted so many years. I don't know what the heck is wrong with me. Those perspectives are not going to drive change. What do you want? Why do you want it? Understand that you are capable of being a transformative change agent in your own life. Get excited about it. This is something that still gets me personally in my own life for my own goals, financially, relationship-wise, body-wise, fitness-wise, health-wise. I know that I am in charge of how I feel and where I'm going. I know that when I'm sad, I have the power to make myself feel better. I know that when I feel badly about my body, I'm capable of changing it. I know how amazing it feels to see my hard work pay off. I know that when I'm frustrated by my own lack of productivity, I'm capable of making myself feel like I crushed the day. So get to work. We are powerful change agents in our own lives. Are you in the solution or are you practicing the pattern that you don't want? You get to be the solution today. Give your energy to practicing the solution with enthusiasm. To everybody who feels down, who feels frustrated or stuck or doubtful, you hold the key to change. And that in and of itself is worth some enthusiasm. Rehashing the past or staying in your fears, your insecurities, your frustrations, that is the opposite of the excitement you need. So generate that excitement. Where does it come from? Your perspective, your thoughts, where you give your mental energy. Are you allowing yourself to stay in the problem and stay in defeat? Why? You can't change from there. You hold the key. It is possible and you are capable. That is one of my personal mantras. I use it in work, I use it with fitness, I use it with my body and my relationships, my financial future. If I feel overwhelmed as I'm writing my book, like I'm not making progress or it's not going fast enough, it is possible and I am capable. In fact, the other day while I was writing about factors that aren't relevant to change and where we're losing energy. And I was writing about the example of a house. And I grew up in New England where in the winter it is dang cold. And you have to crank the heat or you'll be uncomfortable. And I was writing about imagining that you are in this house and it's super cold outside and you crank the heat, but the house isn't getting warmer. And you're like, why is it not warming up in here? And you go upstairs only to find that there are three windows open. And so all of this energy you've invested in heating the house is going out the window and the cold air is coming in. We all understand that that would be totally ineffective in creating the change in temperature in the house, but we don't pay as much attention to where we are letting energy escape in our own lives. Because we have, you have, I have enough energy, enough focus to create amazing change in our lives, but where are you letting that escape? And one of the most common places we let it escape is overthinking, rehashing the past, beating ourselves up. That is no different than being like, why isn't it getting warmer up here as the windows are open? You have to be aware of where you're letting that energy escape. And instead of beating yourself up on what isn't right, give your energy to practicing the solution. There's the solution in what you want, and there is everything else. Everything else isn't relevant. Give your energy to how you can practice the change you want today. Transformation is now, remember? Do you need to revisit that episode? I'll link to it in the show notes, just in case. This client of mine that I started talking about at the beginning, she cannot simultaneously create the change she wants and also entertain the thoughts of, whatever, this one thing is fine. I can't today. I'm stressed. I don't care. You can't have both. It's one or the other. It's either the thoughts of the pattern you don't like and don't want, or it's practice what you do want. Just like you can't simultaneously get out of debt and also talk yourself into every single sale and everything, every single expense. You can't change that way. It's one or the other. Give yourself to the solution, which means you cannot keep giving yourself your thoughts, your energy, your emotion, your practice to what you don't want. It's like you can't steal second if you won't get off first, right? In baseball, you can't get to second base and keep your foot on first. You can't, gotta move. So are you willing to move away from what is wrong, away from the past, away from the practice of the behavior you don't want? So then we move. And this is a daily practice. Every day, today, right now. When you recognize that your thoughts, your energy, your emotion is on what you don't want, stop. Stop, stop, stop. You are the thinker. You are not your thoughts. You can shift your energy, your emotion, your attention right now. And you should. Everything that isn't related to how you can win today, how you can make yourself proud today, how you can create progress today, then don't fuel it with your attention. It all comes back to how you think. Do you have one great day in you? Yes. Do you have one great choice in you? Yes. Give your attention to that. The solution is simple. The solution is simple. It's not enough to start the day strong, like, here we go, I'm going to journal, I'm going to be positive, because what we need more practicing in is finishing strong. Remember that it's not a problem you have, it is a practice you have. So how can you practice a strong finish today? How can you practice a positive attitude throughout the entire day from tip to tail today? Doesn't matter if you were listening to this at 11 at night or 6 a.m. What does it look like to practice today? How will you participate in the solution today? How will you be an example of what you want for your life and who and how you want to be today? Get out of the notion that this is a problem. It's kind of like my sweet mother's form on a push-up. She doesn't have a push-up problem. She has a push-up practice. And her practice doesn't include great form. So changing it is a practice, not a problem. She doesn't have to eliminate a problem. She has to adjust her practice. And that is the power of perspective. Choose a perspective that empowers you to win today instead of a perspective that already has you defeated by yesterday. What does it look like to win? Generate excitement about what you want and where you're going and your ability to be a powerful, positive change agent in your own life. That is where momentum comes from. It's in your practice. The choices you make today, the thoughts you choose today. Today is a chance. Every choice today is a chance. And I practice this every single day. Every single day I practice this. And whether you know it or not, you are practicing in every choice that you make. But are you practicing the behavior that you want? Are you practicing the pattern you want? Is it working for you? Are you getting where you want to go? If not, adjust your practice. Adjust your practice when? Adjust your practice now. Now in your next choice. I practice this every day. I'll tell you some of what this looks like for me, and we'll use today as an example. So every night before I go to bed, so last night, I think about, not in a formal way, often this is as I'm laying in bed or maybe while I'm brushing my teeth. I think about what winning the following day looks like for me. I'm not thinking about, oh, I need to call so-and-so and I need to respond to this email and I need to record this podcast. No, I think, what does it look like to win the day? And often that includes what I'll do for a workout and when, what I'll eat and how much and when, and how I will bring energy to my work. Meaning I will think about being focused and not distracted. I will think about having a good attitude with my work and not being burdened by it, right? Then, when I wake up in the morning, I look at how I'll win. And that time when in the morning, I'm writing it in my journal, right? So it's not, again, call so-and-so, record this podcast, respond to this email. It is, okay, I'm not going to drink today. I'm going to do this for my workout. I am going to have an uninterrupted, totally focused, distraction-free one-hour block of writing. I'm going to meditate at this time and this time, etc. Now, I know I have options. I can overeat. I can overindulge. I can be lazy. I can sleep in. I can procrastinate or skip my workout. But I get really clear on how that makes me feel. I don't see that as tempting or appealing in the way that I once did, and here's why. Not because I've changed so fundamentally, but because I think incomplete thoughts. I'm honest with myself about how that makes me feel. And it makes me feel overwhelmed. And it makes me feel anxious. And it makes me feel tired and frustrated. And I limit my social experiences because I don't feel good about my body. And while I can acknowledge that there is pleasure that comes from having ice cream or having an alcoholic drink, I think in complete thought. So I also am aware of how that's going to make me feel. Do I want to feel tired today? Do I want to feel defeated or frustrated or disappointed? No! I want to feel energized. I want to feel happy. I want to feel confident. I want to feel excited and excitable, fully alive. What will that take? What choices contribute to that? And what choices don't? Today, not in general, not next month, not in 6 years, today. So when I wake up in the morning, I think about what does it look like to win? How do I want to feel? What do I want to experience today? And how can I make that happen? Today specifically is a little bit of a different day because in the middle of the day, I'm driving about 35 minutes away to go see a friend, have lunch with her, bring her lunch actually, Chipotle, if you're wondering, and then come back and get back to work. So today's looks a little bit different. So I know that I'm going to be having Chipotle, a little bit heavier of a lunch than I normally do. And so I'm not going to eat this morning because I know I'll be having that as sort of an earlier lunch. I know that since I'm interrupting my workday with something social, I don't want to feel overwhelmed or rushed or like I'm unproductive. So I've got to be really on point in the morning, which means I'm not going to turn on the TV. I'm going to close Facebook. I'm going to stay off Instagram. I'm going to do those things because I want to feel really amazing today. And while my food choices absolutely play a role in that, so does how I feel about my work. So if I'm really productive in the morning, I'll feel like, oh, I got so much done today. All right, what is it going to take for me to feel that way? And then what happens when I face temptation? Because surely that'll happen. Today in particular, where I'm going to see my friend, there's all sorts of little restaurants and bars and ice cream shops on the water. I think in complete thoughts. Yes, the ice cream would be so good. But how do I want to feel today, tonight? And is that a part of it? No, today it's not a part of it. Because I want to feel freaking amazing. I want to feel energized and confident and really productive. So that just doesn't fit into the equation today. And in the moment of like looking at the ice cream shop or the people walking away with their delicious looking ice cream cones, I think in complete thoughts. It's not just, oh, well, I'm all the way out here. Oh, well, what the heck? It won't hurt. Wait, what do I want? How do I want to feel? How will that make me feel? Will I feel better if I do or better if I don't? Here's the other part of it for me in terms of my practice, right? Because I have past patterns, decades worth. One of them is opening the fridge and eating when I'm not hungry. So what do I do to practice the solution today? Well, I don't keep snackable stuff in my fridge. I just don't. It's not because I don't have self-control. We all have self-control. It's because I want to practice a very different pattern of behavior. So earlier this morning, for example, even after I determined that I wasn't going to eat breakfast and I was going to have my early lunch with my girlfriend, it's like 8:30 in the morning, and I notice I'm standing in front of the open refrigerator, like looking for answers about life. I wasn't hungry. It was just a pattern of behavior. Now, fortunately, I practice this. When you look in my refrigerator, if you were to open it right now, you would find Primal Kitchen Chipotle Lime Mayo. You would find coconut aminos. You would find an avocado, a spaghetti squash, a thing of tomatoes, some hemp hearts, and water, and not much else. Now, why? Because that's part of my practice. Because I am looking for ways today to make my life easier. Now, if I had little snack packs in there, if I had protein bars in the pantry or in the fridge, then it would be easy to grab that only to think about it afterwards. So I want to set myself up for success. And I'll link in the show notes, primalpotential.com/512, to the things I keep in my fridge in case you are curious. I try to stock up on things that I really love eating, but that I'm not going to be able to just grab and eat mindlessly. So if you open my freezer, you'll find all my meat from Thrive Market. You'll find tons of frozen cauliflower rice. You'll find frozen broccoli, etc. But the point is, my practice, and I need this as a practice because of decades of just grabbing random things from the fridge or the pantry, my practice is, if I'm going to eat, then I'm going to prepare a meal. Right? Now, there are some exceptions, like the Artisana coconut butter packets that I take when I travel. But by and large, I don't keep things around that I can just grab and snack on and then later go, oh my gosh, I wasn't even hungry. Why did I do that? My practice is, if I'm hungry, I'm going to prepare a meal. Which gives me just enough pause to be like, no, I don't want to do that. I don't want to give it that time. But if it takes no time and there's no cleanup, then sometimes I would make that choice just without thinking about it. That is my practice. Does it mean it's your practice? No. Sidebar. If you are thinking, well, must be nice for you, but I couldn't do that because I have kids. You still could. If you don't need it, your kids don't need it either. Now, you might choose to provide for your kids or for your spouse other portable snack options, but doesn't mean you have to. You simply choose to, right? And your practice just looks different than mine. It doesn't mean you can't practice. It just means the elements of your practice look different. And what I would challenge you to do is go back to the beginning of this episode where we talk about the thoughts. What are the thoughts that drive your choices when you talk yourself into grabbing one of your kids' granola bars that you don't even think are all that great? How can you think about it differently? What else is true? Go back through that process. But for me, that is part of my practice. And it's also a big part of why I buy from Thrive Market, why I buy from Amazon, why I buy from online grocers, because it makes my life easier. And that's part of my practice. Easier than going through the grocery store when I'm hungry before dinner and having to be aware of all those thoughts in that moment. That is an option for everybody, though the retailers might be different, though the purchases might be different, we all have our own practice. Instead of arguing for what you can't do, look at what your practice can be today. Look at what your practice can be today. You won't find when you open my freezer a pint of Halo Top protein ice cream, even though I think it's tasty. Part of my practice is not having those things in my house. Part of my practice is not keeping protein bars in my house, not because I don't have self-control, but because I do. So anyway, that is part of my practice. When I start to get distracted, and I do, I go right back to excellence is the next 5 minutes, or excellence is the next choice. What is the next best thing I can do? And the more you practice that, remembering today is your best chance to practice, the more you practice that, the more automatic it becomes. The more automatic it becomes. So back to today and what this looks like for me. What is going to make me feel energized and happy and enthusiastic and confident and excited about my life and my capability to create change? Well, working out. But with my schedule today, I can't get to the gym. So instead of like, oh, today's crazy, I can't even make it to the gym, I hate it when I miss a workout. No! What can I do? What would make me feel my best? What I am doing today is 5 2-minute burpee blitzes throughout the day. So what that means is 5 random times throughout the day, anytime, can be 3 hours apart, can be 20 minutes apart, can be 4 minutes apart. As many burpees as possible in 2 minutes. That's all. Is it a crazy workout? No. Is it a long workout? No. Is it the same as a CrossFit workout? No. But I'll feel way better doing that than if I don't do anything at all. When I feel distracted, I ask myself, what am I practicing? Am I practicing giving in to distractions? Or am I practicing excellence? Am I practicing resisting distractions? Excellence is the next 5 minutes. So I give myself 5 minutes of focused effort or 5 minutes of amazing choices. So that's what it will look like for me today. It is possible for me to have an amazing day today. It is possible for me to make myself proud today. It is possible for me to show up for the rest of today as the best version of myself, and I am capable of that, and I will do that. Right? I'll do that. If I start to feel down, and I don't know if that happens to you or if I'm an anomaly, but I can be having an amazing day, and then I have a moment where I just feel kind of like, meh, down, sad, not even really sad, just down a little bit, out of the blue. And it's in those moments where I know I'm most likely to start talking myself into a glass of wine or any kind of indulgence. That's when I think in complete thoughts. What's up? What am I thinking about that has me feeling this way? What else could I think about? What would improve my mood? What is something that gets me excited? What do I want? What do I want to create for my life? And how can I do that? How can I get really active in creating the life I want today? What is the argument I can make for taking great care of myself? The pattern here, the practice you have, is thinking differently. Slow down. Ask questions. Remind yourself that you always have one more good choice in you. And why? Why is it worth it? Why do you want it? I posted something on Instagram today. It was a repost of a quote. And the first part of the quote is really what got to me. It said, come running through the forest of your thoughts. Come running through the forest of your thoughts. And the second part didn't speak to me as much, but I amended it for myself. What I wrote in my journal, made up my own version of the quote, come running through the forest of your thoughts and into the clearing of what you want most and why you want it. I think we can all relate to that forest of thoughts, like, oh, I'm tired, I'm gross, I'm this, I'm that, I can't, I don't want to. Come running through the forest of those thoughts and into the clearing of what you want most and why you want it. It is possible and you are capable. Be wildly curious about your potential and fiercely determined to create it. Think differently. Now is your chance. Right now, your next choice, transformation, is now. It's not later. It's not 6 months from now. It's not 30 pounds from now. It is right now in your practice. And every choice is a chance. This is how I work with my clients. These kinds of conversations, these kinds of redirects, the reminders to practice, the reminders about perspective and enthusiasm and giving your energy to the solution, to the present instead of to the past, to what you can do instead of what you didn't do or you don't want to do or you haven't done. The final, I don't know why I said that like it was a good thing. It's kind of sad. The final group of 2018. So my final coaching group of the year before the new year kicks off in September, which is like right around the corner. And I open up registration first to people that are on the wait list. So they get a jump start chance to work with me for 12 weeks, the last 12 weeks of the year. I'll be opening up registration in the next couple of weeks. You can get on that wait list by going to today's show notes, primalpotential.com/512, primalpotential.com/512, or you can go to primalpotential.com and hit the work with me tab, drop in your name and email address. You will be on the wait list, which is no obligation, but you'll get more information about the 12 weeks to transformation, how it works, etc., and also get the first opportunity to join in that last group of the year, so you can soar into 2019 feeling like you are in charge of your life and practicing the behavior you want, creating the change you desire and you are capable of. Also on the show notes page. So show notes live at primalpotential.com/512, because that's today's episode number. You will find the links to the things I mentioned are in my refrigerator, minus the avocado and the spaghetti squash. You won't find links to that. But some of the staples that I get from Thrive Market, they will be linked up in the show notes. Hemp Hearts, Primal Kitchen, Chipotle Lime Mayo, that sort of stuff. I'll link it up if you haven't shopped through Thrive Market. You can save 25% on your first order if you go through thrivemarket.com/primalpotential. That's where I get not just like my non-perishable items, my Primal Kitchen dressings, things like that, but it's also where I get meat and seafood shipped frozen direct to my door. Keep me out of the grocery store. That's a practice that I like. So yeah, I'll link that stuff up on primalpotential.com/512. You can get on the wait list for the fall group over there. Okay, real quickly before we say goodbye, I got a bunch of questions in response to episode 511 that I wanted to mention. So episode 511 was all about the four common sense questions to ask yourself about any diet or lifestyle change. Listen to that one if you haven't already. But I also made a big, exciting, splashy announcement that we have a new sponsor. And it is Kate Hudson's athleisure company, Fabletics. And I got a bunch of questions about that. Specifically, do they ship internationally? Yes, they do. They do ship internationally. And also, do they have plus sizes? Yes, they do have plus sizes. So check that out. Remember that the deal they have offered to us is two pairs of leggings for $24. Two pairs of leggings for $24 when you go to fabletics.com/primalpotential. I was looking at this the other day because I don't just wear Fabletics. I love them. I think it's super high quality and I love their prices, but I also wear Athleta, Reebok, Nike, Lulu. So I was looking today. My favorite Lulu leggings are $98 a pair. My favorite Reebok leggings are $70 a pair, and it ranges up to $85. Athleta, my favorite leggings are $98. So you can see that Fabletics offering you two pairs for $24 when you go through fabletics.com/primalpotential, I'll link that in the show notes too, is like a bomb deal. Now, if you're a dude and you're like, well, thanks, that doesn't help me, go there right now and get a pair for your sister or your girlfriend or your wife or your mom and save it for Christmas because you're not going to find a better deal than that, right? And also for ladies that are listening and you don't work out, I wear these like all the time. Weekend wear, sleepwear, lounging around the house, going out to dinner. I wear my leggings. They're super cute. In fact, sorry, we're getting distracted, but I'm excited about this. Right before I started recording, I got one of the Fabletics emails and it said, you know, we have like a new line available. So of course I clicked on it and the outfit is in my cart right now. It's a pair of just plain black full-length leggings and a long sleeve shirt that has like a cinched back, which I love. I think it's super, super flattering. I think it's going to be amazing for fall. And that is an example of an outfit I would totally wear out. Not just to the grocery store, like I would legit wear that to a casual dinner out 100%. And the leggings plus the top that are in my cart right now. I'm going to pull it up right now. Okay, so what's in my cart right now, the leggings are the Cashel Powerform and the long sleeve shirt, and they're black. The long sleeve shirt is the Cashel cinched back top, and the color I'm getting is Petal, which is like a rose color, very appropriately called Petal. Dude, both of those things, the price for the two is $59. So way less than just leggings, and I'm getting leggings and a really cute top I can wear out. So yeah, two pairs of leggings for $24, fabletics.com/primalpotential. Okay, you can head over to the show notes, primalpotential.com/512 for all of these links and that good stuff. If you want to see pictures of the stuff I talked about in episode 511 that I bought from Fabletics, my bras that I'm loving, the tanks I'm obsessed with, they're in the show notes for episode 511. So you guessed it, primalpotential.com/511 to see those pictures. Hope you guys have a really great day and remember to participate in the solution. Your practice is today, right now. Take care.
Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of the Primal Potential Podcast, where my goal is not to inform you, but to transform you. And if you would like to receive free motivation and strategy and recipes, workouts, meal ideas every week right to your inbox, just text the word Primal to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. It's a great way to get the tools, the strategies, and the practical implementation assistance that you need to create your own transformation between podcast episodes. Just text the word Primal to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. See you there.